May I speak now in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. This I find as an incredible scripture. If you could imagine you taking your child into the church, maybe for a baptism or for a dedication, and someone coming up and saying all that Simeon said, it would have been mind-blowing for both Joseph and Mary. And the fact that he declares that a sword will pierce his side and her soul too, that is something to dwell on and to think about and how that was going to happen and what that meant. And I think as we baptize Jesse this morning as well, as a reminder of our baptism and what we are baptized into. It is because this day, when Jesus was presented to the temple and everyone was allowed to see just a glimpse of what Jesus was to become, we see the faithfulness of Simeon and Anna, people who have dedicated their whole lives to God. Simeon could not have known by just looking at the baby all that he was to accomplish, but God opened his eyes and he saw beyond the flesh to the spiritual realm to see God restore, to restore the world to its right relationship with him. And now here, right before his eyes, God's salvation was right in front of him. He sees that Jesus is going to be the light of the world. Even now in his infancy, he can see something different about this child, something that will bring restoration between God and man, the truth of all God's plans fulfilled in this one little baby. For he says in verse 30 and 32, "For my eyes have seen your salvation, a light for the revelation to the Gentiles and for the glory of your people Israel. Therefore it is God's plan in full for the Gentiles and the Jews, for everyone who would believe in Jesus would see this light." Simeon says Christ is a consolation of Israel. The Latin for consolation literally means with or towards the sun. So it was turning towards the light. That's the part of the promise that we make when we do our baptisms, when we are baptized. We turn towards Christ and turn away from evil. We are called with Simeon and Anna to look forward and turn to the light of Christ. Simeon gives us the insight into what the eternal light would cost. He says to Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your own soul too." So even here at 12 days old, we have a glimpse of the Easter story, where the sword would pierce the side of Jesus and the soul of Mary as she witnesses his sacrifice on the cross. He gave us the gift of life that we may know his grace and love, that in the waters of baptism that we might be made new and able to walk in that light as children of Christ. Simeon and Anna both had held on to that hope, even when there was no hope to be found. The world around them was falling apart. And I don't know about you, but when I look around and listen to the news, the world around us is falling apart too. But I think it shows us a strong example of how to keep our hope in the face of difficulties, in our lives or in the lives of those around us. Christ, as he was that day, is still the same hope that we have. The one in whom we can rely on, no matter what we face, no matter what's going on in the world, whether there be wars and rumors of wars, whether there'll be sad things that we hear on the news and fill our hearts with despair at times. There, so often we don't hear the goodness that is going on behind all of those other things. But Christ is still here. He came to heal this broken world until the time comes when he will create it anew. That is what we wait for. That is what we go into in our time of Lent this not this week, but at the beginning of, or in the middle of next week, as we go into Lent. We go into that watching and waiting for the time of Christ to return, where there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and all the pain and the sorrow will melt away, and we will be what we were meant to be from the very foundation of the earth. That is our faith. It is our hope and our strength, the thing that we can hold on to no matter what life throws at us. So let us hold on to his light today, that we may know his guidance throughout our days, and hold on to his grace and love in our hearts. Amen.